Pawn in Frankincense, The Lymond Chronicles, Book 4, by Dorothy Dunnett. Read by David Monteith. Chapter 1. Baden. The bathers of Baden in summer were few and fat. Winter was the best season, when everyone came home from the fighting, and the baths, public and private, were filled with magnificent men, their bodies inscribed with the robust holograph of the sword. The pretty girls came also in winter, the unmarried with their maids and their chaperones, the matrons bright-eyed and dutiful, eager to furnish their lords with an heir. The rule was mixed bathing. The great officers of the church went in winter, smoothing off in the sulphurous water the ills of a summer's rich feeding, and rested afterwards sweating in bed, the warm bladders under their armpits, dreaming of Calvin. Noblemen from the Italian states and the Holy Roman Empire, from the France of Henri II and the uneasy England of Edward VI, came to Switzerland for the hot baths of Baden. Noblemen, soldiers and merchants, lawyers and physicians and men of learning from the universities, courtiers and diplomats, painters, poets and leisured connoisseurs of the human experience. To trace one man in Baden at the turn of the year was a strenuous but not a disagreeable task. Neither was it impossible, even if the man were international in tongue and appearance, and had no knowledge of or desire for your presence. Gerrit Blythe and his companion, having crossed half Europe pursuing their quarry, tried 4 Baden inns before locating the Engel, the largest and most high-priced of all, with the armorial bearings of all its most notable patrons studding the snow-covered front. Among them, neat, fresh, and obliging, was the familiar blazon of Lymond and Sevigny. Their journey appeared to be over. With Gerrit Blythe, innkeepers never shirked the proper discharge of their duties. To the doggedness of his Scottish birth, his long residence in France and his profession of arms had lent a particular fluency. He was black-haired and prepossessing and rude, a masterful combination. Coming out of the Engel in 5 minutes flat, he swung himself up on his horse beside the rest of his retinue and led them through the slush and over the square to the far side, where the snow had been swept from an imperial flight of white steps, at the top of which was a pair of carved double doors. Gerrit Blythe looked down at his companion.
"He's in there," he said. "In the baths, in the public baths, in the public mixed baths. You're too young to go in."
"I'm 15, said Philippa bleakly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?